Well, across the country, our county shows have been happening for decades and they're a real institution. Another long-standing institution is the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, which has been in existence for 250 years. Derek James has been discovering more about the festival by talking to the young author of a compelling book, revealing all about the oldest festival of its kind in the land. Here's Neil.
It has taken Rob Mitchell about 3 years to write the unique history of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, and it has been time well spent. He can be justly proud of this quite magnificent book, which goes into extraordinary detail to tell the story of this festival from 1772 up to the present day. It is now regarded as the UK's oldest single city arts festival, and one which reaches out to people of all ages and walks of life. The festival began as a cathedral service fundraiser for the then new Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and has developed into a 21st century mixed music and arts celebration, attracting artists from across the world. Rob, who grew up and went to school in Attleborough, moved to Norwich when he was 19 in 2005. He worked for Norfolk Libraries from 2002 through to the summer of 2014, and since then has been working at the University of East Anglia's Library. To be frank, I was surprised when I picked up a copy of Festival for a Fine City. It is heavy. It is comprised of almost 240 pages, packed with fascinating stories and wonderful photographs, and it is an important local history document. It is also a great read, telling not just of the performers over the years, but of the people behind the scenes, who we have so much to thank for. I began researching the book towards the start of 2019, but I had the idea to write a history of the festival a few years earlier, when I was working at the Norfolk Heritage Centre, explains Rob. I've always been very passionate about music and the arts, and it seemed to me a great shame that no one had really attempted to tell the full story of the festival, from its roots to the present day. Even when he was growing up and exploring music for the first time, Rob quickly became aware of the festival association with many great composers over the years, including Elgar and Vaughan Williams. But I felt there had to be more to explore and bring to light, including the many local musicians who have been involved, the tireless individuals who ran it, and the audiences who supported it, he says. So he began on a long journey to rediscover all he could about the amazing festival, discovering links with famous families such as the Gurneys, Bacons, Jarrells and Colemans, but also so many people not so well known who made the festival such a success. With the backing of the current festival director Daniel Bryan and his team, he set about telling the story, meeting up with many people who have helped and supported the festival, plus support from the Eastern Daily Press newspaper. Rob spoke to former directors, board members and musicians such as Michael Nicholas, cathedral organist, from 1971 to 1994, and chorus master and musical advisor in the 1970s and 1980s. Working for the festival was a way of life for so many. It really struck me how warmly and enthusiastically everyone spoke of their time at the festival, which I think goes to show what an inspiring place Norwich is, he adds. This year there are events, large and small, inside and outdoors, with something for everyone, and the festival runs from May the 13th to the 29th. Festival for a Fine City by Rob Mitchell costs £19.50 and is on sale at Jarrold, City Bookshop, the Book Hive in Norwich and the Festival Office at the Guildhall. It is also available from the excellent festival website, which has all the details about this year's events and more. nnfestival.org.uk.
Thank you, Neil. And Norwich should be justly proud of its festival, which certainly has something for everyone these days.